Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and so richly deserved, too. We're back 34 after the hour. The talk show host who can't tell time, that's me. If I didn't laugh at myself, folks, you know the story. I'm glad you're here, folks. It's exciting to have our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the tax mama, taxmama.com, and she's a columnist. On her work is distributed widely. She teaches tax law and representation. She's an enrolled agent extraordinaire, one of the leaders in that field around the world. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy, and her new one, Deduct Everything. I think that's the new one. I don't think there's a new one since then. She's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg.
Trump
welcome back.
Book.
That's right. That's the new one.
No, the new one. The new one is the Trump tax book.
Well, you know, I don't have that book.
You don't have that book?
I don't have that book.
I need to send you a copy.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I got a clean printing.
Yes.
Well,
so
in fact,
anyway.
It's actually quite good because it really does a great summary of what's going on with the Trump tax cut.
Well, boy, CPAs need to know that because it's a mess. CPAs, I mean, this law, even you know, you and I went round and round about this, but I think you'll have to admit I was more right than you thought I was going to be about this law. I mean, this law, the new tax law, has lowered a lot of taxes. It actually lowered mine, but it still did not lower mine. It did not lower mine as much as it should have if I'd gotten the same break that corporate America did. I had to pay more to have my accountant do my return, and I do not qualify fully for the deduction because of what I do for a living, which is wrong.
Well, I'm wondering about that because there are some interpretations of those different categories of consultation and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and I think you do qualify for that.
But see, you're making my point about the interpretations. We shouldn't have to interpret
exactly.
This. You and I both know that there's still parts of this law that haven't been fully promulgated.
They haven't, and you can't get a straight answer from the IRS.
Almost 18 months later, folks. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I have contacts in the IRS, and I ask them questions, and they try to help me. They are not able to give a straight answer on the interpretation of this new business deduction.
That's right.
They say, we're going to have to sort it out when it gets to court.
Now, think about that, folks. This is
That's
how
it.
you and I run our business. Eva, do you remember a year ago? Do you remember a year and a half ago? I was raising, you know, HE double hockey sticks about this, and you kept telling me, now calm down, Jim. It's not going to be as bad as you think. I was right, Eva. Damn it, I was right.
Yes, you were.
I was. I wrote 4-hour columns about this. I'm still mad about this.
Because you're right to be mad.
Because all this interpretation stuff you're talking about, corporate America is not having to do any interpretation. You know what? 21%, by gosh.
Well, corporate America has, you know, spends millions on attorneys in the company. So, you know.
Yep. Yep.
They do this all the time. This is all that team does.
Well, their tax work. Is part of their business. I mean, they know that they're going to spend a certain amount of money dealing with this. It's always going on. And small businesses, we can't afford it. We can't afford to continue to fight the IRS every other week with something new. We need to do our taxes and put it behind us and go back to work.
We do. You know, the average business shouldn't be spending all their time trying to figure out what's going on. That's absolutely absurd. And that's why I try to get, you know, clear black and white interpretations from the IRS, because to us it's not a game. This is real life, day to day, for the business person. And if we know exactly IRS expects from us, we don't have to worry about audit risk. We just do it. People are trying to do it right.
Well, that's exactly right.
So that's you know, exactly, you know, what my take is, and I know it's yours, and that's why you spend so much time trying to bring on guests who can give information to the business audience about how to run their businesses properly.
Well, the way Congress, it's almost, to me, I've always felt like small business was a child of a lesser god to our politicians in Washington. But this tax law was a blatant example of how we're a child of a lesser god to them. And it could have been worse if the NFIB hadn't gone in at the last minute and told them, you know, that how wrong it was. It would have been worse. It's amazing, folks.
We
got to stop this. We can't. Small businesses have got to stop being a child of a second god in Washington. Quick break, Queen Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.